When I moved into the neighborhood about 35 years ago, I used to daven Shachris with Ramachal Levy, the principal of Beis Yaakov Dura Meir, and he always nudged me for a good riddle. It seems every Arab Shabbos he sends out riddles. So I once told him a riddle which he liked very much. Which halacha do we learn from Haman? Halacha l'maisa b'zman hazeh, that we learn from something that Haman said. And I'll tell you the answer, but at that time I was aware of one halacha we learned from Haman. Tonight I'd like to share with you three halachas we learned from Haman. And they all come from the same words of Haman, which are brought here in the Tosfos on Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. There's no question the Rabbeinu Shlomo has some sense of humor. I doubt Haman and Esther are mentioned in Masechtas Avodah Zarah too many times. But here we are, Rosh Chodesh Adar, and Tosfos brings this Medrash Esther. This Medrash has a similar Gemara in Megillah Yud Gimel. The Gemara says, Yeshnai Am Echad, that Haman said to Achashverosh in attacking the Jewish people. So he said, you know what these Jews do? If a fly lands in their wine, they take out the fly and they drink the wine. But you, Achashverosh, if you stick your finger in the wine, they're going to spill it out. And not only do they spill it out, but they're going to rinse out the cup three times. That's the lashon of the Medrash that Tosfos brings. So from here, our Tosfos says, we learned the halacha that when you have yayin in a cup cold, you have to rinse it out three times when you're finished with it. And he says that you learn from what Haman said, that the Jews, they rinse it out three times. Okay, not so bad. There's a rush in the fifth parak, and in the photostats that I gave out, he quotes the rush. It's in Perek Hey, Simin Yod Aleph. The Rosh is going on a Gemara. The Gemara there talks about a Achbra de Nofel Lechavisa de Shikra. It talks there about an Achbar, about a crawling creature of some sort that drowned in a barrel of beer. If you have to go, I guess that's not such a bad way. This creature died in the barrel of beer. And the question is if it makes the beer treif. So the Gemara there says it makes the whole barrel of beer treif. So Tosfos is on the Gemara from Haman. He says, what do you mean? Beer, we're talking about cold beer in a barrel. Cold is Beleya? Something cold Beleya? One minute, first the Kasha, then the Tarots, okay. So he says, cold is not Beleya. He says, how do you know? How do you know that something treif and something cold is not Beleya? So the Rosh brings the Makar, for what we know, Halacha L'maisa. He says, V'chiyim nofas vuv b'yayin tzeinein aser. If a fly were to fall into cold wine, would it be aser? Haloi heyed harasha, shekei nagu, b'zarku v'shaisa. He says, Haman HaRasha said, hey, this, that cold is not Beleya. So from there he proves cold is not Beleya. Aida Achbar. So the Rosh says, like my dear friend Eli said, that it's talking, the Achbar is there Kavush, it's there for more than 24 hours, so Kavush is Beleya even with cold. But we see here, the Rosh teaches us, now we have two halachas that we learn from Haman. One halacha that you have to rinse out the cup afterwards three times. And the more you say this tikka halacha here in the Rosh, that signing cold is not Beleya. Something called not Beleya, we learned it from Haman. Okay? Halacha from Haman, something new. Is a Chum Dachsam Sefer. It's at the end of Chusim, it's in Yeridei, it's Simit Tzadik Dalet. And he brings a Maisa. It's a maisa I mentioned in Navi Shir a couple of weeks ago. I'll tell you the whole story now. The maisa was with Rav Nosson Adler. He doesn't quote by name. He writes Chochem Echad. That they came to him with a shayla. They were cooking butter in some butter factory. And while they were cooking butter, a bird flew into the butter. And died in the butter. So, bird and butter, that's basa b'chalav. Straight. The butter, well, the bird wasn't shechted. They weren't worried about the bird. They were worried about the butter. So good. One second. So the shaila was, there was no question that the butter was treif. It was hot butter and the dead bird in it. And apparently there was no shishim. But they asked, can we sell it to a guy? Can we sell this treif of butter? We'll sell it to a guy. So Rav Nosson Adler answered, basa b'chalav, it's the chasa b'hanoa. And they're selling it to a guy, it's hanoa. So he writes there that they put it into the river. This is before the EPA. They put it into the river and gone. Afterwards, they realized he made it. The fish. The question is, the fish is going to eat the butter, and then it's going to buy the fish. Okay, I have to think about this. Fish eat butter. Anybody know? Okay. All right. You know what? I'm going to answer it. Some Sefer answers what you're saying also. I'll tell you why in a minute. Yeah, no, I'm going to get to it. So afterwards he realized he made a mistake. Basar b'chalav is only asur min ha-Torah if it's basar behema, basar deraisa. Basar b'chalav is basar behema, b'chalav is deraisa, it's asur b'ano. Basar b'chalav d'rabanan is mutar b'ano. So what's going on? So he told him, what happened? You made a mistake. So some Sefer writes in his Lashon that he immediately answered, but he was able to tell that it was a second thought, that he really made the mistake. He brings the pasuk, lo yu'nu l'tzadik kalaven, God protected him. He had an answer. That was his answer. That the bird, when it was still alive, was eva min achai. The bird flew into the butter. It takes time to die. Until it died, it was mavliya eva min achai into the butter, and he says it was vayav ibn achai to the butter, and the mele it's also for b'nei nayach. You can't give it to b'nei nayach because it's also for b'nei nayach. That's the story he brings. Zachter Sam Seifer is a living creature mavliya. If it was a live bird in butter. Is it true that a living animal, a living bird, gives bleus? Is it only dead animals or dead birds? Did you ever hear a living thing should give bleus? So guess where he learns it from? Because Eva Menachai is only when it's alive. Now it's dead.
Why wouldn't there be bleus if it's alive?
Why wouldn't there be? If you stick your finger into the soup, it's very hot, it becomes treif.
Why wouldn't it be bleus?
Physically? Physically, why? I don't know. To me, I would understand that living things. Let me tell you what Sefer says. So Sefer learns it from Haman. How's he learn from Haman? No, he doesn't learn from the finger. He learns from the zvuv. Because the finger and the wine, they spilled out. Haman said the zvuv in the wine doesn't make a treif. So after Rosh, it's a raya that cold does not belay. What's the raya? Maybe the fly is still alive. Maybe it's a live fly. And you're getting, maybe cold is belay. And Haman was talking about a live fly. Here we're clearing what Haman was talking about. Right, Haman was talking about a live fly. It didn't occur to anybody. Everyone's learning from Haman. That's a kash on Haman. Haman says that the fly is there, and the Rosh says, we learn from here, Tzaynin is not Beleya. It's not a joke, it's a Rosh and a Sam Sefer. They're talking about Loch Lameisa. The Rosh says, it's a Raya called, is not Beleya. Sam Sefer says, if living things are not Maflit, maybe it's a live fly in the Yayin. Elamai, we're learning a third Alocha. We're learning that from the Rosh's Limud, from Haman, that live things are also maflit. The live things also give beliefs. What? Flies are not pogum, right? Only certain creatures are pogum. Flies are not pogum. Worms are pogum. So anyway, this is the Chassam Sefer. The Chassam Sefer has a problem. He says, what do you mean? So then, if by once, by mistake, you drink some, you have some hot chicken soup, your mouth becomes fleshic. So you're allowed to have hot milk afterwards? If live things are beleya, so there's not much of a on safer. Says your mouth is beleya, your mouth becomes fleshic, and then you have milk, your mouth becomes milchic. Anybody heard of such a thing?
Right?
So some safer says that living things give bleyas. Give bleyas, but they don't take bleyas. Living things give a bleya. The bird gave a bleya, but it doesn't take a bleya. V'haraya, if you eat things, if an animal eats treif, like a fish eating butter, or an animal that eats treif, the halacha is that the treif is in the stomach of the animal is nishtana. There's nishtanos, and the animal doesn't have a din of treif because it eats treif. The sugya of Zevzeh Gairim, but Lamaisa, it's not that way. The human, the body, a living body, is not beleya tam. It changes tam. So some sefer paskas Lamaisa that living things give bleyas, and living things don't take bleyas. And Mimela, some sefer, the story of Nosson Adler is a good story. So Adkan. So we have the Taisvis, the Rosh, the some sefer, all gebayt on this story of Haman. Why isn't your mouth maflit eva min hachai? Yes, why isn't your mouth maflit eva min hachai? So like the Rosh, it's not shver. The Rosh holds that by Basar Adam there are no Isurim. I assume it means eva min hachai too. The Basar Adam there are no Isurim. The Rabbanans, but not the Raisins. But the Rambam holds that there is, maybe it's an issue, and it's a very difficult thing. Some say if you stick your finger into a hot soup, it becomes treif. It also seems to come out. He says living things are maflit, and there are a number of tshuvas achrayim that are aggravated by this psaka that's on sefer. That living things are maflit. It's a chiddush gadol. What? Well, the words of the chsam sefer seem to say that the bird, it takes a minute for it to die in hot. So till it died, the bleus went out. That's this. I said about the wings.
It's the wings of the bird.
You heard that from me, and I'll tell you where I got it from. Okay, there's a stipler on this. The stipler, Chulin Simin Dalid, believe it or not. So he has a piece. He comes after all the tshuvas. There's some fascinating tshuvas. There's a Shaila Meisha says, till you bring a raya from Haman one way, I'll bring you a raya from something from Mordechai the other way. He brings a Shaila Meisha. We'll leave that for Purim. But the stipler has a very nice piece. He brings a Gemara in Chulin. The Gemara talks about the Shechita knife becoming treif from the base of Shechita, which is hot, if it doesn't become Eivim Nachai. So the Gemara there seems to be a raya that it is maflit, that Chai is maflit. The stipler makes a pshara between the two Shechitas. He answers the Gemara. The Gemara in Chulin and the story of Nosson Adler, he answers the following. He says, Chai is not pilot. Lo shamanu, if you stick your finger into a hot food, that it becomes treif. It's maisim v'chol yayim. Somebody touches something that's hot. Somebody picks up a dove of gush, a hot piece of meat, it becomes treif. We never heard such a thing. His pshara is the following. He says that if you have a part of a living person's body that died, that is maflit. In other words, let's say the bird. In the case of the bird, the Gemara says that when you cook a bird, the wings get roasted first. Because the wings are thin, they get roasted first. So that's where you got it from, the stipler. The stipler says, Pshat in the Sam Sefer, or in Nosson Adler, that the wings died first. They were dead evarim on a living bird. They're eva min achai, the bird is still alive. They're eva min achai, but since the evarim themselves are no longer alive, the blood is not is no longer flowing in them, so memela it's maflit. The same thing with the Beis HaShechita. The mekaymis in the Beis HaShechita that get cut, the science of it I don't know, but the mekaymis that get cut, so the Gemara says achai is maflit. But a fully functioning chai, he says, is not maflit. That's his pshara, so to speak, between all of the shitas, it's a davar mistaver, And that's why when when you heard me tell the story of the Reb Nosson Adler, I told you right away that the wings are what's maflin. Now, before you go home and tell this to people, they're going to tell you Haman. We'll learn things from Haman. So that I had here the Sharma Misyonim Bahalacha. There's a Netziv in the Agdamah to the Shiltis, so it's a long Netziv on the rules of Shas, and he says the same aside. He says, we're going to learn from Haman. Are you going to learn from Haman? The Netziv says, Avram told Yishmael and Eliezer, Atem teshu poi im hachamar. We darshan am hadayim lechamar, a whole drasha. Says, you think Avram was thinking? Im hachamar, am hachamar. So they say, what he brings here is that the raya is not from Haman. Haman never learned, he didn't get smicha. The raya is because Chazal bring divrei Haman. Chazal bring the things that he said, they quote everything he said. They're quoting something he said, it must be that it's accurate, or else they would say he said it and it's wrong. If Chazal quoted, the raya is from Chazal quoting it. The Torah writes imachamar, we make drushes from those words, but it's not that Haman had this in mind. Does Haman get any schism that I doubt it. I don't know, he didn't say it off divrei Torah, he said it to make trouble. But al kaponim, these are the three nekudis taisvis about washing it out, the rush about Sidon being matul mavliya, and the some sefer about a chai. And all of this we learn from Divrei Oisei Rasha, that the Rosh quotes. Good Shabbos. It's good to be back.